They read it, but they won't. They read it, but they say, "Well, that's speaking in tongues of the devil. God don't give people the Holy Ghost. We don't need that anymore." And then we got some going forward to say, "Well, we don't need any music in the church. We make our own music." I mean, you got all kinds of stuff out there. What happened when you hear that? Is that bringing faith to your heart from God? So we can see why there's so many different opinions, or should I say, see why there's so much unbelief when it comes to the Word of God. Because people have, instead of preaching what's in here, they preach what they wanted or what they thought. And it confused people. So when trouble comes, they don't have nothing to stand against the enemy with. It's sort of like jumping in your car, trying to rush uptown to pay your light bill and the car's on empty. The starter's turning over, but the engine won't start. The battery's hot, but the car won't start. Why? It's empty. This is what happened to us when problems shows up and we panic, crying. We empty it because there's no word of faith there. But if you keep your heart full of the word, and you can do it. You can stay full of water if you want to. Don't you know when your water tank get low when you out there working? Hallelujah. Don't you know when your water tank get low? You know what I mean by when you get thirsty. Huh? Don't you know that? Can't you tell when your spirit man needs some more word? You ought not to be starving him. He does not need to be anemic. He ought to be jumping to go. Yes! Where's that devil at? Yes! I'm ready to believe God for something. I have all I need. What do you need so I can help believe God for you? How many people you had to walk up to you and say that to you? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do I need to stop moving? That's going to be hard to do. But hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the Bible says, so then faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God, right? If we hear what God says in his word, that means we hear, we have faith. Because God is a God of faith. Amen. And when we start listening to and hearing somebody or something outside of the word, we have ceased to what? Hear the word of faith. And this is why we study, meditate. This is why we are taught. This is why we go back, study, meditate, feed. So this word can get, as I said earlier, get past here and get in your spirit. And just because you are challenged don't mean you're not saved. Don't mean that you don't have faith. You just got to know how to use your faith. You got to know how to develop your faith. And you got to keep your faith at a high level. Because that the Bible said little faith and no faith, little faith, great faith. You know, Jesus asked his disciples when they was out on the sea and that storm came and he rebuked the storm and everything was calm. And he asked them, how is it y'all have no faith? Remember that? Oh, you have little faith. How is it you ain't got no faith? Huh? What happened? You know why he said that? He had been teaching them faith all day, and they apparently they hadn't heard it. So don't sit here Sunday morning and leave empty when the word go forth. See, that word will get you out of any situation if you apply it. But if you wait for somebody else to do it, then you're going to remain where you are. You'll go through life crippled. You'll go through life looking for somebody else to do it for you. But, unfortunately, I guess that's a good word. Yeah, unfortunately, some people are born in different situations than others. But there's nothing you're born into or brought into this earth in and confronted with that the word won't deliver you from it. If you will hear it, if you will apply it, if you will practice it, if you will do what necessary it takes to get that word for you. See, what it takes for you may be a little different from me, but if you'll stick with it. But the same principle works. You're going to have to be a hearer, doer, meditator, practice of the word. You have to spend some time with that word, and sometimes it'll look like, and this is the reason why you can't allow your flesh, how you feel, and what somebody has said, and what irritates you. You have to get rid of all of that, because you start listening to the word, look like ain't nothing happening, but just stay with it. I remember, because I drive sometimes, you drive a lot. I remember one time, I do it lots of times. I drove from one place to another, about almost 2 hours. I prayed in tongues all the way. And when I got there, look, nothing happened. But because what the word said, I knew something happened. He said, he that do what? Pray in tongues. Pray with the Spirit, builds himself upon his most holy faith. You build yourself on your most holy faith. What? Praying in the Holy Ghost. And later on I saw what happened. And see, that's why you can't allow your feeling and circumstances control you. You have to be diligent to stick with the word. Now, let me do this. And then let's see how we're doing. Yeah, let me do this. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So the faith comes and faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Here's what Isaiah said. Here's what Isaiah said. He said in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. This is Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall what? Not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Right? So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. God is saying, if that word have gone out of my mouth, it will prosper you. All right? It will prosper wherever I send it. Well, he said he sent a word, and what happened? And it healed them. Do we have evidence of that? Absolutely. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. And with the Holy Ghost. Went about doing what? And doing what? Healing. So we have proof of that, don't we?